From a young white Canadian wannabe G's perspective. Baby. Reminiscing back to when I wanted to be part of gangster rap. To be a gangster or not to be a gangster? That is the question. Do you find it impressive or do you find it offensive? Well, now I find it offensive, but if I go back to the exact moment my own hormonal clock ticked over into adolescence, goddamn, I don't understand these rules, man. It's like they're just designed to hold me back. But gangster rap, now that seems cool, yeah. That Ice Cube attitude and Two Live Crew, like, me so horny. Yeah, me too, I just wanna screw everything that moves. But these high school chicks, man, is it me or do they only like guys who act like huge dicks? I'm looking for role models and all I can find is Bruce Willis and Slick Rick. And my parents want me to plan for the future, man? Fuck that. What I need is some swagger to compete with these bastards for some female attention. I'm not trying to get a teenager pregnant, but at least me and my henchmen need to be seen as contenders. And these gangsters on TV, man, they could be our secret weapon. I mean, I'm not a killer, but I roll with some pot dealers. So yeah, I've got a rebellious side, and I bet a lot of these guys who live in villas are about as real as the zombies in Thriller, right? Obviously, I was vanilla, but I just had this feeling, this visceral attraction to rap. It was like I just had to listen. Plus, I was an avid mimic, so I guess my gangster obsession made me a poster boy for the natural selection of inaccurate perceptions, the evolution of self-deception.
And maybe ghetto boy, even if we're not in ghetto streets, exaggerating the threat of violence, it's a state of mind.
Evolution has no foresight. It moves like a person through a dark forest by torchlight, with no map, no compass, no divine oversight. So we can't expect it to behave nice or know what's right. Suppose you knew your death would be on March 17th when you're 73. What kind of person does evolution predict you would be? It predicts men will breed slightly more promiscuously and women slightly more selectively, because their investment is relatively extreme. But since co-parenting is so very beneficial to your adorable little genetic vessels, the sexual differences are often negligible. What the longevity really predicts is a constant investment in your long-term potential. You would plan for the future and be a contributor to your community and make a long-term winner out of a short-term loser. Now imagine you knew that you would die at 35. What does evolution predict that you would do to survive and reproduce? If you're a man, it predicts you would fight. Thug life, fuck the world, yeah, what? Ready to die. Why? Because these young girls are getting pregnant quick, and if they don't, well then they don't get to spend much time with their kids. And they only hook up with the guys that are rich, the ones who cut throats and leave their victims to die in a ditch. So why are adolescents so prone to pro-gangster biases? Maybe because they don't know how long they're likely to live.
Emulating ghetto boy,
on the green G's perspective.
Even if we're not in ghetto streets, exaggerating the threat of violence, it's a state of mind.
G, are you a real G or a studio G? How many people do I have to body for you to believe? None really, it's a front really, I just want you to feel me. In reality I'm a civilian, I think thugging is silly. But if I'm being threatened, then hell yeah, I can be aggressive. I'll fight you straight up, unless you come at me with a weapon. Cause weapons are the democratization of physical strength. So I'll pack a weapon too, except I'll fill it with blanks. I'll just use it for threat displays, but if I get tested then I'll get disgraced. So it's time to go load up the tech and spray motherfuckers like Scarface, yeah. Tony Montana, explode some shells. My threat level is more effective the less I know myself, cause these dogs can smell fear. So I'm fearless, hell yeah. I'm a 12-year-old gangster, you better steer well clear. And that's how you go from a well-intentioned adolescent male to another thrill-seeking statistic in jail. But hip-hop culture isn't about causing harm for no reason. In a way, it's an artistic arms control agreement. I thought it was survival of the fittest, but instead it turned out to be survival of the illest lyrics in the minds of listeners. So now my ex-gangster obsession gets exapted to something less graphic, like trading Gladiator for X Factor. So instead of belly aching on the generation gap, why don't you try banging some gangster rap and see if it takes you back?
Emulating, yeah.
From a wannabe G's perspective.
Even if we're not in ghetto streets,
from a wannabe G's perspective.